Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Listen out, holy shit.
Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for another opportunity to be here on a Wednesday night to receive here in Bible study as we continue on in the lesson of study, forgiveness. Hallelujah. The power of forgiveness to be free that brings freedom. Amen. So we're going to pray as we enter in into our lesson of study on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah for this opportunity, and just thanking God for keeping us, amen, and those in our family, and I pray that all is well with you and yours. Let us pray, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come with all faith, believing and trusting you, God, for a mighty move in our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, to understand and know and receive your will for our lives, oh God. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. That we will be children of obedience, obedient children to do your will, oh Lord. Not being tempted by the worldly things or conversation of people of this world. But Father God, fulfilling the will, oh God, that you have for our life and plan in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you'll purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God, right now with the blood of Jesus Christ, that our thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you. Lord, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Hallelujah. I come against every spirit right now, every hindering spirit. Hallelujah. Every spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitations, spirit of oppression and depression, fear and worry, anxiety, suicide spirit. Every spirit that's operating from the kingdom of Satan, right now we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare our deliverance on tonight, amen, that we are delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against in judgment, you shall condemn. Father God, we ask as we read your words, we study on tonight, oh God, that you would open up the understanding of our spirit, oh God, that we can receive from you great and mighty. Let there be a great pouring in on tonight, oh God, of your word. Let it be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, Father God. Lord, we need your God. Your word said if anyone lack wisdom, oh God, that we can come to you, oh God. Hallelujah, that you would not withhold it from us, oh God, but you will, oh, hallelujah, give us the wisdom that we ask for, Lord. So we ask in Jesus' name, let wisdom come, oh Lord. Let knowledge, oh God, hallelujah, be made to us, oh Lord, that we may have an understanding, oh God, that we may take, oh God, all that we learn here in Bible study in accordance to your word, oh God, and apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Again, welcome all tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're thanking God for another opportunity to be here in this new month of March 1st, 2023. Glory to the Most High God who has kept us. Amen. And will continue to keep us because we belong to him. Amen. We belong to our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it all. Reconcile us back to our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We're still talking about forgiveness, church, and understand the power of forgiveness, the power that you have to forgive, amen, that you yourself may be free, that freedom comes, there's freedom in forgiveness, and understand the forgiveness of freedom to let go of those things, you know, those feelings, those emotions of hurt and pain and, you know, hurt, pain, and disappointment is the word I'm looking for there. Hurt, pain, and disappointment, and just letting go, amen. Understand the power it is and the freedom that comes with it when we forgive. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about how do you truly forgive? That is the question. How do you truly forgive? Have you ever said, I was severely wronged by someone once that you trusted? People want you to forgive, or you. People want me to forgive, but how can I simply let my offender off the hook? If these words have passed your lips or even rolled around in your mind, be assured that you are not alone, okay? You are not alone. That is precisely why you need to know how to handle the hook, all right? How to handle the hook. That's something like that. Make a list of all the offenses caused by your offender. Imagine right now that a hook is attached to your collarbone. Then imagine all the pain attached to the hook as a result of the wrong that was done to you. Ask yourself, do I really want to carry all that pain with me for the rest of my life? The Lord wants you to take the pain past and release it into his hands. Then take the one who offended you
off your emotional hook and place your offender onto God's hook. The Lord knows how to deal with your offender in his time and in his way. God says in the book of Deuteronomy 32 and 35, it is mine to avenge, and I will repay. He said, I will repay. In the New Testament, the Bible says, in the New King James Version, the New King James Version, in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 35, it reads, vengeance is mine and recompenses their foot shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them. Let God handle it. Let God handle it. How do you sustain a forgiving spirit? How do you sustain a forgiving spirit, church? How do you do that? You know, when we think about the Olympics, in the Olympics, a boxer doesn't simply step into the ring and register a knockout with the first punch. Most often it takes many rounds of exchanging many blows before a winner is announced. So for the most part, forgiveness is not a one-time event. We may need to go through many bouts of forgiving as part of the process of forgiveness. But if we confront our hurts and face our wounds, it will be worth the emotional bruises we will likely encounter. So as we consistently release each reoccurring thought of an offense, eventually thoughts will stay away. See, the process will be complete. The fight will be won. Jesus emphasized the again and again nature of forgiveness when he said in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 4, he said, if he, your brother, sins against you seven times in a day and seven times comes back to you and says, I'll repent, forgive him. How to forgive again? How do you forgive again? Okay, let's think about when we think of the word forgive. When we look at it, forgive. Let's think the acronym for forgive, forbid, forsake efforts, forbid recurrent thoughts of the wrongs done to enter your mind. Forbid them. Stop them as soon as they occur. Boldly say to yourself, I refuse to keep a record of this. I refuse to keep a ledger. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 5 that love keeps no record of wrongs. Help, Lord. Help us all. Love keeps no record of wrong. And then, overcome. Overcome the temptation to bring up the matter again. After honest confrontation with the offender and both sides of the situation have been dealt with, or if the other person refuses to talk about the problem, let the Holy Spirit do his work of conviction. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7, it says that there is a time to be silent and a time to speak. Passage in the book of Psalm, chapter 141, verse 3, it says, set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for all, repeat scripture. In your mind, allow God's perspective to change your perspective. Allow God's heart to permeate your heart. At times of test, repeat over and over, love covers the wrong. Lord, may I be an expression of your love. May I reflect your love that covers over all wrongs. The Bible says in Proverbs 10 and 12, hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. For the letter G, give. In the word of forgiveness, we look at the letter G. Give. Give the situation to God. Jesus understands how much you have been wrong. When he was being persecuted, Jesus knew that the Heavenly Father would judge justly in his way, in his time, and you can know the same. Your trial will make you either bitter or better. Say to the Lord, I put my heart into your hands. I entrust myself to you. I know you will judge. I know you would judge the situation justly. These words were said about Jesus in 1 Peter 2 and 23. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. When we look at the letter I, intercede. Intercede on behalf of your offender. God does not present prayer as an option for you. It is a command. When you have been wrong, pray, Lord, give me eyes to see him through your eyes. May I care for her with your care. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 12:23, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. But that'll be value. Be for value. What you can give rather than what you can receive. Pray for God to help you understand the offender's past and how his or her inner pain has contributed to the injury you are now experiencing. Focus on how you might meet some of these inner needs, for it is more blessed to give than to receive. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 20, verse 35, it says the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. When we look at the letter E of the word forgive, extend. Extend God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Forgiveness is a direct expression of both God's grace and God's mercy. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve, just punishment. Pray often. Lord, may my life be an expression of your grace and an extension of your mercy. The Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 11, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Hallelujah. 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 That's enough to shout about on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're just now tuning in, we're still on our lesson study. We plan to wrap up here tonight on forgiveness, the power of forgiveness that sets you free. Amen. The power of forgiveness that sets you free. Hallelujah. Let's talk about what will protect your heart from bitterness. What will protect your heart from bitterness? That's the question. Jesus said, love your enemies. Impossible. Unrealistic. No way. People can't love their enemies. At least that's the assumption. Yet the Greek word agape, translated love, in this passage by the definition means a commitment to seek the highest good of another person. The highest good for those who are genuinely wrong is that their hearts become genuinely right. What can be one major catalyst for this change? Jesus provides the answer in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. The Bible says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. My Lord, my God, if you're saying, but they really aren't enemies, realize that if someone evokes resentment, bitterness, or hatred, that person is an enemy to your spirit. Because praying for your enemy is commanded by Christ. Believers should obey this directive and not regard this kind of prayer as optional. And because praying for your enemy protects your heart from bitterness, you should want to obey this directive in your heart and indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. One approach is to pray the fruit of the Spirit for your offender. And because you are willing to bless your enemy, the Bible says that you will inherit a blessing. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How to pray for those who hurt you. Let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, I pray, and whoever that name is, just say it out loud or, you know, where you are right now, anyone in the past and present here. Lord, I pray that those who have hurt me in my past will be filled with the fruit of love, becoming fully aware of your unconditional love, and in turn will be able to love others. Lord, I pray that those who have hurt me in my past, oh, Lord God, even on today, will be filled with the fruit of joy because of experiencing your steady joy, and in turn will radiate the inner joy to others. Lord, I pray that those who have hurt me in my past, oh God, even on today, will be filled with the fruit of peace, your inner peace, and in turn will have a peace that passes all understanding towards others. Lord, I pray that those who have hurt me in my past, or even on today, will be filled with the fruit of patience because of experiencing your patience, and in turn will extend the same extraordinary patience to others. Lord, I pray for those in my past, or those who have hurt me, or even on today, will be filled with the fruit of kindness, oh God, because of expressing your kindness, and in turn will extend the same undeserved kindness to others. Lord, I pray that those in my past, oh God, and even in today, will be filled with the fruit of goodness, amen, because of experiencing the genuine goodness of Jesus. And in return, hallelujah, we reflect the moral goodness of Jesus before others, amen. Lord, I pray that those in my past, oh God, hallelujah, even on today, those that have hurt me, oh God, hallelujah, those who have done me wrong, oh God, will be filled with the fruit of faithfulness because of realizing your amazing faithfulness, and in turn will desire to be faithful to you and to your word, oh God, and to others. Amen. Lord, I pray those in my past, oh God, and even on today, will be filled with the fruit of gentleness because of experiencing gentleness, and in turn will be able to, hallelujah, to be gentle with others. Amen. Lord, I pray that those in my past, oh God, Lord, you know their name, oh God, even on today, that have hurt me, oh God, my enemies, oh God, will be filled with the fruit of self-control, the control by Christ himself, amen, and in turn we rely on his control for enablement to break out abundance and to be an example before others. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hopefully you prayed that prayer tonight as well. Being free, amen. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 17, the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace, loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Hallelujah. The question I have for you tonight is, how can I release the bitterness toward my offender who is now dead? How can I release the bitterness toward my offender who is now dead? And the answer is this: although you cannot confront your offender in person, you can confront indirectly by saying what you would want to say or need to say as though your offender is. Consider the chair technique. Imagine the person seated in a chair placed in front of you. Say the things you would say to the person if you were actually seated across the table from one another. Express your feelings about what was done to you and the painful ramifications those events have had on your life. Then forgive the person. Explain that you have taken the person off of your emotional hook and placed the person onto God's hook. Write a letter to your offender, you know, stating every painful memory. Read it over the person's grave or at a place where you can openly speak to the person as though you were in each other's presence. Then at the close, choose to forgive by releasing your offender into the hands of God. Make a list of all the painful as well as positive memories. After completing the list, go back to the beginning and write the word past by each memory. Acknowledge and accept that the past is in the past. Release all the pain as well as the person into the hands of God. The fact that your offender has died does not mean that you cannot forgive and thereby prevent bitterness from establishing a foothold in your heart and mind. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:15 that see it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. My Lord, my God, how do we lighten the scales of blame? How do we lighten the scales of blame? We have about a good 15 minutes here, almost 20 minutes, so we wrap up here and the rest of the study. I definitely don't want to go into another lesson of study until next Wednesday, so we may wrap up a little bit here early tonight. We thank God for the word and the lesson, amen. How do you lighten the scales of blame? You know, playing the blame game. Often the way people justify acting badly toward others is focusing on the guilt of others. See, your offender will want to blame you for your guilt so as to relieve their own guilt. Even if they are 98% wrong, by blaming you for your 2%, they feel justified. And their scale of justification is balanced. This means they will not feel the full weight of conviction for their sin. So your offender may be able to balance the scale with your guilt, but they still haven't emptied the scale of their guilt. And every time they begin to feel guilt for whatever wrong they have done, they must blame you for what you have done. Therefore, they stay in bondage to keeping the scales balanced. realize forever that even if you are not the major guilty party, you are still responsible before God for your percentage of wrong, even if it's only 2%. 1 John 1:8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. End the blame game. Let's end the blame game. Regardless of how much someone else has been wrong, you are responsible to ask forgiveness for your own area of wrong. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 23 through 24, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. When you humbly ask forgiveness for your sin, your guilt is removed and the blame game is over. When your blame is lifted off the scale, the weight of your offender's guilt comes down heavenly. This is why when one person asks, will you forgive me? Often the other person responds with a yes. But will you also forgive me? When you have a spirit of humility, the Spirit of God can use your humble heart to bring godly conviction to your offender's heart. True freedom can be found only by keeping the scale of justification empty by asking forgiveness from those who have wronged and extended forgiveness to those who have wronged you. The Bible says in the book of Acts 20, chapter 24, verse 16, I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. Hallelujah. 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 I'm just so grateful for the lesson of study on that we've been in here for the past, I believe, 6 weeks, because a lot of us are dealing with unforgiveness. We have so much bitterness and resentment, and we just keep allowing that thing to bubble up. You know, we keep digging that thing up, and, you know, be free. Forgive and be free. Be free, because we've been commanded to do so, that you may be free. And at the end of this lesson here, I want to share a story. End of story. The horrors of World War II are now far behind. And I believe I gave you all the story before, and I won't go through it again, but I just want to give you the scripture in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 38. The Bible says, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you. Hallelujah. Scriptures to remember, church. You can always go back and listen to this Bible study. It's archived. Everything that's done on this platform is archived. You can always go back and listen to it by logging on to Preaching the Pastor here on Blog Talk Radio. /www.blogtalkradio/ The Preaching the Pastor, and you'll be able to listen to the lesson again. So scriptures. To remember, you know, to memorize when we're dealing with forgiveness, you know, is my forgiving those who sin against me and against those I love related to my Heavenly Father's forgiving my sins? And I will go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 14 through 15. It says, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And, you know, just those scriptures in Matthew 18, verse 21 through 22, as well as Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, and also in the book of Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9, Romans chapter 12, verse 17 through 19, Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 through 24, Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, and Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 15. Amen. So I do thank God for you all. And tonight, as we have finished our lesson and study about forgiveness and the freedom of forgiveness, if you have any questions or even any concerns, I'll be happy to answer any questions, address any concerns you may have about the lesson on tonight. So if you do so, press 1 at this time. If not, we're just going to close out here in prayer. And again, I thank everybody for being on the Bible study on tonight, whether you called in on tonight or you listened online. I pray that you are able to receive in this lesson. If you miss any other lessons during this time of this lesson of forgiveness, you can always, like I stated earlier, you can go back and the archive so you can go back and listen to it so that you can grasp everything that was taught in the lesson. Amen. So let us close out here, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, that you bless us, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you help us to understand and know, Father God. Hallelujah, as we forgive, oh God, that we are forgiven, Father God. So, oh Lord, we forgive those who have hurt us or wronged us, abused us, betrayed us, lied to us, lied on us. Oh, Lord, we release forgiveness on tonight, oh God. And, Lord, we ask that you forgive them and help them, oh God. Hallelujah, to come to Christ, oh God, that they may receive, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's our prayer that all be saved, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Though we leave this time and never your presence, we thank you, oh God, it's you that go before us and prepare the way, making every crooked path straight. Lord, I ask that you bless our people tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, let's receive sweet dreams and peace of people tonight. Oh, Lord, we pray for restoration and healing of these people tonight. Lord, touch our hearts. Let healing come, let deliverance come, let joy come. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, and cap your warning angels around us, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. You all have a good night. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like in your imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout.